2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
summer isn't even officially here yet, but our state reservoirs are already lower overall than they were this same time a year ago. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, a private school in Sandy is investigating swastikas drawn in the middle school yearbooks. The Waterford School can't say how many yearbooks had the Nazi symbol. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be Redwood Road. Traffic at a crawl going southbound from just before Bangor all the way to 2100 North. And then leftover delays and some stop-and-go speeds remain northbound I-15, leaving Farmington up to Hill Air Force Base. Rookie Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the 80s tomorrow, but that is the last of the heat for the holiday weekend, wet and much cooler. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
93 degrees in Salt Lake City with a gentle, hot breeze. Time for the KSL In-Depth at 6:16. If you were hoping to beat the worst of the Memorial Day weekend traffic to make your escape, you're probably already too late. Dave and Dujanovic went straight to their best source, our KSL traffic director, Andy Farnsworth. And with Ricky and all the staff in the traffic center here, we have experts abound in this place. Well, they talked to Andy asking how to best navigate the roads heading into a holiday. You know what he told us? What time you leave might actually save you money, not just save you the time and frustration.
If you really wanted to be able to leave in the afternoon without running into any kind of a delay, then you should have traveled yesterday. And I don't know why this is, but a few years ago, it just started to be not just the Friday before a holiday weekend, but then the Thursday before a holiday weekend also became this traffic nightmare. And so actually, we've staffed up Triple Team Traffic starting at noon today and tomorrow so that people who are leaving town will be able to, you know, have extra coverage and know what they're looking at. I mean, when you're leaving town, there's really only, because of the mountains and the lakes and things, there's only four ways you can go, really. I mean, you got I-80 to California, I-80 to Wyoming, or northbound 15 to southbound 15. So after 3 p.m. today, you're more likely to run into extra delays. Tomorrow, probably after 1 p.m. And since we're talking about gas prices, that's something you really need to think about. You know, you could spend the same time sitting in traffic working your way south or waiting 3 hours to start, and you're going to get to your destination, you know, within a relatively similar amount of time, but you're not spending all that gas money sitting and idling on the freeway.
All right, let's call him KSL traffic philosopher Andy Farnsworth. Meantime, University of Utah researchers have discovered certain ocean corals might have the potential to treat cancer. You know, coral from coral reefs. Eric Schmidt is the lead author of this study at the University of Utah. He spoke with us saying it's a discovery with a lot of potential. Coral.
Well, so what we've done is solved one of the old mysteries in the field. The ocean is full of potential drugs that could be used in human health, and this is one of them. I think that if we can really follow up properly with this initial discovery, we potentially will wind up with a new lead anti-cancer compound.
How long do you think this will take to actually become a reality?
I think it, in all cases, it takes several years to go from initial discoveries to a drug, and there's a lot of ups and downs along the way. So I would guess that it is going to take anywhere from maybe 3 to 7 years if everything works out.
Describe for us how your team made this discovery.
Well, this discovery was inspired by Paul Skiza, who is the postdoc who carried out the project, and he grew up in the state of Florida and was inspired by the amazing diversity right off of his doorstep. And he went out and collected a little bit of this coral that we could use for genetic analysis and brought it to Utah where we did the work.
Okay, that's how you get ocean coral being researched in landlocked Utah. In their report, the researchers at the U said they believe other animals like snakes and spiders may have therapeutic potential as well.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.